He got a.
Is he better than Macca at the minute?
He was miles better than.
All I know is.
Tony McMahon, miles better. There you go, he's off.
He's got a face for radio.
Stuart McCauley's with us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. The number 9 winning the game for City today. Written in the headlines, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? I said yesterday it'd be a fitting tribute if our big number 9, James, could get the winner. Looking down at the programme there, Big Bob, smiley face. Yeah, and I said to James afterwards, it's just a fitting end to a good game. Really enjoyed the game, got to say, talking about the football, thoroughly enjoyed it, apart from the last 10 minutes. It'd be nice to got a few more goals, but I think as a manager, you want your team to be really have the desire and determination and fight for everything, but you also want to play with a bit of panache. And I thought tonight some of the football was great, got it in wide areas, it crosses in. They don't lose many goals, Northampton. They are a real stubborn, difficult side at times to play against, but the only downside, if there is a downside, is that we didn't score more goals, but we'll take the 3 points all day.
Yeah, I was going to say it was difficult at times because they had so many men behind the ball.
It was, yeah.
Were you expecting that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they come in away from home, they play the sort of 4-5-1, and if you can get them downside, you know, which we got Marsh on the ball all the time, and you know, the ball's in the box, and a couple of penalty appeals. I don't think the first one was, the second one possibly might have been.
Again, well, normally you're ranting in the fourth official's ear, and you just had a quiet word with him this time.
Yeah, the referee's a lot nearer than we were, obviously, and he says if he's got it wrong, he holds his hands up. But the boy might have got a touch on it, but McNulty didn't seem to think he did. But and then we've had Pepper just shot from the edge of the box. I think we did, said deserved to win the game, but it was a little bit nervy at the end, obviously.
Tributes to Bobby Campbell tonight. It was brilliantly done by the club and the supporters.
Yeah, I don't expect anything else from the club. Yeah, James Mason and all the staff, and they do a fantastic job. So, yeah, it was. The fans were brilliant as well. And as we say, in the end, it was fitting that our big number 9 got the winner for us.
Yeah, in the officially in the 56th minute. As well, we all know about 56, and it was the year that he was born.
Wow.
As well, end of the game, you went over to the copy, you pointed at his shirt. Were you pointing at the number 9, pointing
yeah.
at his name?
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't go, I always go over to, you know, wish the referee better game next time, if you like. But no, I always do, and you know, the fans were singing my name. I didn't want my name to be sung, it was Big James, and you know, the fact that you know, it was for Bobby, really, wasn't it? The 9, I thought it was just perfect, really. It was good end.
And a good response from Saturday. You had to get the win tonight.
We had to get the win, but I was really pleased with the performed. You know, against, it's not always easy. If you get a team coming and having a go at you, then there's a lot more gaps and space. But when they sit in, you've got to work and probe to break them down, and we did that. It'd have been easy just to go along at times. We mixed it up, but we play out from the back, or we got caught once. But listen, you only get the football that we're serving up if you try to play the right way, and the lads are doing that, and they're working through the thirds. I thought Josh Cullen, Nicky Law tonight, Marshall, I could go through a lot of them. There were some really top performances there.
But you were critical a little bit on Saturday, one or two a dip below par.
Yeah. We had done, yeah, and you know, the lads are the first to admit that, they know that themselves. But I've got to say, when I watch the game back, just going back to this, I mean, the goal, again, we know it's a blatant handball. I know you press guys couldn't see it because you were behind pillars and that, but it's obviously the most blatant handball you could ever see. But it's only 30 seconds before that, the great move we had when Hansen heads it inches wide. It shows you how quick football can change. We could have been 1-0 up, they go down the other end and get a goal. But we've moved on, and it was vital tonight to get the 3 points. But I was also pleased in the manner that the boys kept trying to play and play through and get wide and get crosses in them. You know, I say I enjoyed that. So hopefully the fans went away entertained and enjoyed it.